For 25 years, from 1973 through 1997, an Italian priest named Father Stefano Gobbi said that he received locutions from the Blessed Mother. In these messages, she spoke of our times and reiterated the requests she made at Fatima. Although her messages are for everyone, in these messages, she particularly asks priests for greater holiness and to be more active in promoting consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Father Gobbi's spiritual director urged him to write down the messages that came to him. In due time, they were published with multiple imprimaturs as thousands of priests, bishops, and cardinals eagerly asked for translations in many languages. This recording is not professional and not for profit. Volunteer readers have undertaken to make these available as audio podcasts. You may purchase the book, To the Priests, Our Lady's Beloved Sons, at mmp-usa.net. Presented here are the messages from 1978, beginning January 1st to December 24th.
Number 143. It will begin with the Church. January 1, 1978. Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Today the whole Church looks with great hope to its Heavenly Mother. With filial tenderness and unlimited confidence, the Vicar of Jesus, the Pope, this victim who is offering himself more and more on the cross for the salvation of the world, is praying to me. Today he is invoking me for the peace of all humanity. Turning to me with incessant prayer, he is especially asking this peace for the Church, of which he himself has solemnly proclaimed me to be the mother. All my children scattered throughout the world are invoking me, the innocent little ones, the young who are as never before are suffering from this uncertainty and darkness, the poor, the sinners, the sick, the aged, the exiled, the straying. And you, my beloved sons, priests consecrated to my Immaculate Heart, are calling upon me with special fervor. Today I want to tell you that I welcome your prayers and am placing them on the altar of the justice of God. In this new year, I will carry out even more vigorously my work of maternal mediation between you and my son Jesus. Number 144. You can love us this way too. January 6, 1978. My dearly beloved son, turn with serenity to the heart of Jesus. If you knew how much he loves you, how he looks on you with predilection. Do you know why? Because you continue to be so small, so poor, so full of defects. Cast everything into the burning furnace of his heart, and everything will be burned up in his merciful love. Your sins, your weaknesses, your defects. In the end, nothing of yourself will remain. The good you do will be our work alone. You will offer us that gift which is to us the most precious and which we always want from you, your love. You can love us this way too, in littleness, in poverty, in your truly great misery. Do not become discouraged when you find that you promise me something and then do not keep it. You have, however, offered me your sorrow and regret for your error, and my motherly heart leaps for joy because of this. Nevertheless, you should also strive to observe whatever I ask of you and to keep to what you promise me. Silence with everyone, prayer, suffering, and the greatest confidence in me. These intimate sufferings, these secret humiliations of yours, make you similar to my crucified Son. Let yourself be made more and more like him by your Heavenly Mother, who wants to adjust you well upon the cross, that cross which my Son Jesus has prepared for you. Number 145. Help me, O sons. Rome, Italy, January 21st, 1978. Feast of St. Agnes. With each day that passes, beloved sons, your numbers increase. My action for the renewal of the church and for the salvation of the world is becoming stronger and more evident. Never as in the present time has your heavenly mother been so concerned and, as it were, anguished. I draw close to the hearts of my beloved sons and ask each of you with maternal insistence to come to my aid. Help me, O sons. Your mother has now need of your help. Are you not aware of how I am summoning you from all sides, gathering you together and pleading with you? I am imploring you with signs which are becoming greater and more numerous. My tears, my apparitions, my messages. I am now no longer able to restrain this poor world from plunging itself to the bottom of the abyss. And this is its greatest punishment, for if it touches the bottom, it will destroy itself. It will indeed be destroyed and consumed by the fire of unbridled egoism and by the hatred which will drive one person against the other. Brother will kill brother. One nation will destroy another in a war of unheard of violence, which will claim countless victims. Blood will flow everywhere. Help me, my beloved sons, to keep this world from falling into the abyss. Help me yet save many of my poor lost children. With your little hands, give strength to the merciful hands of your heavenly mother. For this I ask you all to heed my anguished appeal. Each new priest who unites himself to my immaculate heart gives your mother new strength to lead you all to salvation. And so let your only concern be always to answer with a yes to whatever I ask of you. I will be asking greater and greater things of you as the need for my extraordinary intervention on your behalf grows more pressing. Number 146. You will be immolated in the temple. February 2nd, 1978. Feast of the Presentation of the Child Jesus. I am carrying you in my arms, beloved sons, and you should simply let yourselves be carried by me. And so I ask you to become little children. You are my tiniest babes. And this is the measure of your littleness, that of Jesus who, 40 days after his birth, is carried to the temple in the arms of his mother. His eyes look into mine and he feels at peace. He sees nothing else and he sleeps, cradled in my heart, while the joy of giving peace, repose, and love to the child grows within me. Beloved sons, you too should let yourselves be carried by me. Thus will you become my perfect joy. Only in this way can you feel secure. And so in the cold, which more and more is chilling everything, you feel the warmth of my motherly affection midst the insecurity which is now taking hold of everyone. You feel the shelter which my arms offer you in the darkness, which is becoming deeper. Here for you is my light. You too should look into my eyes at the light which God gives you through your mother. I carry you in my arms to the temple of God, you the ministers of the Lord, you the guardians of his temple. It is a temple that is now profaned, that appears to be crumbling. The columns of truth seem to be cracking, and so many pastors are victims of the gravest errors. Everything is contaminated by sin, which seeks to cover even the altar. Sacrileges are increasing, and the cup of divine justice is now full. You will be immolated in the temple. Blood can still wash away every stain. With it, my church will be purified. It is for this that the mother is at your side. With complete abandonment, let yourselves be carried by me. Do not look about you. Do not search for the shelter or protection. In my immaculate heart, all is about to be fulfilled in regard to each one of you. Number 147. Only then will you understand. February 10, 1978. How pleased I am that you have come on a pilgrimage of love and prayer to my famous shrine, where you have begun the gatherings for my beloved sons of Sicily. You have come to console the sorrowful heart of your immaculate mother. I have accepted the gift of your love and have wrapped it around my heart as a splendid crown which you are making for me with the priests whom you are gathering from all parts of the world. Thank you for the joy which you give me. You have also had a sign. This is its meaning. The light will now be going out everywhere. Those whom I have called are now taking refuge in my Immaculate Heart. This is where you will still be able to see. This is the shelter where you will be able to gather together. This is the path which will lead you to God. Darkness will descend upon the church and will become even more dense after your Heavenly Mother has come to get the soul of the first of her beloved sons, Pope Paul VI, who is consummating on the cross his supreme sacrifice. As long as he lives, thanks to his grievous martyrdom, I can still hold back the arm of God's justice. But after his death, all will come crashing down. The church will be, as it were, submerged in error, which will be embraced and propagated, and thus apostasy, which already long since has been spreading like an oil stain, will reach its peak. The pastors and the flock entrusted to them will be struck for a short while. The Lord will permit that the church will be as though abandoned by him. The darkness will grow deeper over the world, which will reach the extremes of its perversion. The more perverted it becomes, the more obstinately it will advance along the roads of rebellion against God, of idolatry, of blasphemy, and of impiety. Thus, by its own hand, it will draw down upon itself all that which divine justice has decreed for its total purification through darkness, through fire, and through blood. This will be the hour of the martyrs who, in great numbers, will shed their blood, of the remnant who will envy those they see persecuted and slain. Only then will you understand all that I have done for you. Number 148. You must prepare yourselves now. February 11th, 1978. Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. From every part of the world, beloved sons, I gather you today in my Immaculate Heart. With humility, you have accepted the invitation to entrust your lives to me, and now at every moment I myself will be your defense. You have also consecrated your priesthood to me. I take upon myself the duty of making it daily more and more conformable to the loving design of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. You have given me your hearts. I have put in the place of your hearts, filled with sin, my Immaculate Heart, and thus I will draw down upon you the power of God, which will form in each one of you my Son Jesus in all his fullness. To this end, accede to whatever your Immaculate Mother now asks of you. I ask of you docility, prayer, and suffering. Be, first of all, more and more docile. Only thus can I nourish, clothe, lead, and form you. These are the times when I am working the greatest wonders in hiddenness and silence. I am working my greatest miracles in the hearts and souls of my beloved sons. Without you or others noticing it, I am leading you to great holiness. I am giving you my own spirit, and thus the spirit of the Father and the Son will be irresistibly drawn to descend upon you as he descended upon me, and he will transform you completely. You will become great in love, in virtue, in sacrifice, and in heroism, and thus you will be ready for my plan. Pray more, beloved sons. Never give up the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours, your daily meditation, and your frequent visits to Jesus present in the Eucharist. The sacrifice of the Holy Mass must be lived interiorly by you in your life and at the moment of its celebration.
It is above all at the altar that each of you comes to be like Jesus crucified. Never neglect the recitation of the Holy Rosary, this prayer which I hold so dear, which I came down from heaven to ask of you. I taught you to recite it well by passing the beads of the rosary through my fingers as I joined in the prayer of my little daughter to whom I appeared in the grotto of Masabiel. When you recite the rosary, you invite me to pray with you, and each time I truly join in your prayer. And so you are children who pray together with your heavenly mother. And it is for this reason that the rosary becomes a most powerful weapon to be wielded in the terrible battle which you are called to wage against Satan and his army of evil. Offer me also your sufferings, your interior sufferings, which are so humiliating to you, because they come from the experience of your limitations, your defects, and your numerous attachments. The smaller and the more hidden the sufferings which you offer me, the greater is the joy which my immaculate heart experiences. Your exterior sufferings, which my adversary often provides for you as he hurls himself at you with rage and fury, all the more violently because he foresees that you will be used by me for his definitive defeat. Some he torments with temptations of all kinds, some with doubt and mistrust, others with aridity and weariness, others with criticism and derision, and others with even the most serious calumnies. Respond in only one way, by offering me the suffering you experience, and have confidence, confidence, confidence in your heavenly mother. If I have always been near you, I am especially so at times such as these, with all the tenderness of my motherly love. Do not be afraid. I repeat, be mine, and Satan will not touch you. You are my garden, and no one will be able to snatch you from my immaculate heart. Number 149. You will be consoled. March 3rd, 1978. First Saturday. Beloved sons, look to your mother. Enter into the refuge which her love has prepared for you. Rest in my immaculate heart. How great is the toilsome work which you must complete. You are treading a path which, from day to day, becomes rougher and more difficult. Often you are tempted to stop because of weariness, aridity, and the obstacles you encounter. Never must you stop. Let yourselves be led always by the hand of your heavenly mother. You are journeying today along the difficult path of purification. Is there still a long way to go? When will it end? Must we suffer much? What will happen to each of us? And who will reach the finish line? These are the questions you often ponder. Yes, sons. The most painful part of the journey is still ahead of you, and it will still be some time before all is accomplished. To avoid becoming exhausted, take refuge in my immaculate heart. It is the garden which the Trinity has prepared for itself and for you. For itself, because in it is reflected its most pure light, and it is the place where God is most glorified. For you, because you have need of this delightful garden, especially in these times in which you are living. You have need of it for your rest. Beloved sons, enter into this rest. I myself will then bind up your wounds, mend your tattered garments, prepare the food that will restore you and help you to grow stronger. For your consolation, you are the littlest of children whom I am now gathering from all parts of the world and who, with great generosity, are answering my call to suffering and to the cross. Do not become sad if your suffering has to become even greater. In my arms and in my immaculate heart you will be consoled, and you will be given by me that which others will not be able to understand or taste. For your immolation, grow each day according to my motherly plan, as I heap my tendernesses upon you and embellish you with my own virtues. My work is silent and hidden, but it is transforming you interiorly and drawing down upon you the good pleasure of the Lord. When you are ready, I will then gather you up and bring you to adorn the garden of God with the angels and the saints. How many of you I have already brought up here to paradise, and they form a most beautiful crown of glory for my immaculate heart. Number 150, The Hour of Darkness, March 19, 1978, Palm Sunday, Solemnity of Saint Joseph. My beloved sons, remain in my immaculate heart and live with me the moments of your painful passion, which has now begun. You too are to live it as did my son Jesus. You are entering into that time which the Father has prepared that his design might be realized. Today, at the beginning of this holy week, you too should say with your yes to the will of the Father. Say it with Jesus, his son, and your brother, who still offers himself each day for you. This is the hour of Satan and of his great power. It is the hour of darkness. The darkness has spread to every part of the world, and just when men are deluding themselves of having reached the peak of progress, they are walking in the deepest darkness. Thus all is darkened by the shadow of death which is slaying you, of sin which is imprisoning you, and of hatred which is destroying you. The darkness has pervaded even the church. It is spreading more and more, and each day it is reaping victims from among her very chosen sons. Seduced by Satan, how many of them have lost the light which enables them to walk along the right path, that of truth, of fidelity, of the life of grace, of love, of prayer, of good example, of holiness. How many of these poor sons of mine are even now abandoning the church, either criticizing and challenging her, or even going so far as to betray her and deliver her into the hands of her adversary. It is with a kiss, Judas, that you betray the Son of Man. Even you today are betraying with a kiss the church, the daughter of your heavenly mother. You still belong to her, and you live for her. You exercise her ministries, and you are often even her pastors. Each day you renew the Eucharistic sacrifice, administer the sacraments, and proclaim her message of salvation. And yet some of you are selling her to her adversary and striking her to the heart of corrupting the church with error by justifying sin and living according to the spirit of the world, which thus through you enters into her interior, threatening her very life. Yes, with a kiss, my very own poor sons are again today betraying my church and delivering her over into the hands of her enemies. And so she too will soon be dragged by you before him, who will do all he can to exterminate her. She will once again be condemned and persecuted. She will again have to shed her blood. Priests consecrated to my Immaculate Heart, beloved sons, whom I am gathering together from all parts of the world to form you into my cohort. If this is the hour of darkness, this must also be your hour. The hour of your light, which ought to shine more and more brightly. The hour of my great light, which I am giving to you in an extraordinary manner, that you may all walk together to meet my son Jesus, the King of love and of peace, who is now about to arrive. Number 151, How Much Blood, March 24th, 1978, Good Friday. Beloved sons, today live with me on Calvary. Stay with me beneath the cross. How much my son Jesus suffers. He is pierced with nails. He is hung upon the gibbet. He is completely covered with wounds and blood. His body is shaken by spasms of excruciating agony, while all about him the abuse and mockery grows louder. Yet he utters no word of complaint. He prays, he suffers, he listens, he is silent. He offers himself up. With the life which he is giving, he is saying his perfect yes to the will of the Father. My motherly heart is called to repeat with him this yes, which I already gave at the moment when the word was placed in my most pure womb. Thus my son becomes himself the victim and the priest. The altar and the offering by this bloody sacrifice of the new and eternal covenant. Kiss with me his bleeding wounds. How much blood my eyes have seen today. His hair is soaked with it. His face is bathed in it. His hands and feet are torn, and his whole body is marked with deep wounds. Now his blood runs down the wood of the cross and waters the earth. This is the blood of my son which washes away all the sin of the world. This is the blood of the true Lamb of God, which is being immolated for your salvation. Today his blood can again purify this world. His blood and yours, my beloved sons, because through you Jesus truly lives. With you he renews the sacrifice of the eternal covenant. In you he immolates himself again each day as victim and priest, altar and offering. By his blood and yours, the church will be purified. By his blood and yours, the whole world will be renewed. Do not be afraid if today I want you all with me on Calvary. You are my motherly heart, and here you too must learn to pray, to suffer, to be silent, to offer yourselves up. Thus am I preparing you for your priestly immolation. Yet, say your yes to the will of the Father. Say it with me, your heavenly mother, who have long been preparing you in the same way that I prepared my son Jesus. Number 152. You will be the witnesses. April 10, 1978, Easter season. Your heavenly mother is in paradise, taken up in glory, even with her body now transfigured. She is now sharing in a way which is for the present unique and not granted to any other creature in that which my son has prepared for you. Close to the Father, Jesus has already prepared a place for each one of you. Walk each day on this earth looking to Jesus, who is now sitting at the right hand of the Father. The love of the Father and the Son has been given you by them, that you may fulfill here below the plan which God, in his eternal wisdom, has already determined for you. The place which Jesus has prepared for you in heaven corresponds to the place which each of you must realize here on earth, under the powerful influence of the Holy Spirit. And that which the Holy Spirit accomplishes in you, O sons consecrated to my Immaculate Heart, is my own plan. Therefore, Jesus, while preparing a place for you in heaven near the Father, has completely entrusted you on this earth to the action of his mother and yours. You are fulfilling the plan of God only if you correspond to my maternal action, which is gently transforming you. In fact, I want to bring you all to reproduce in your life the perfect image of your heavenly mother. For this I am causing you to become little, and to become even littler, till each of you reaches the point of utter nothingness of his own self. I turn all your misery into a thing of value, because it is this alone which irresistibly draws down upon you the all-merciful predilection of my Immaculate Heart. I am leading you to docility, to trust and filial abandonment, by causing everything in you and about you in which you might put your trust to collapse. I am nourishing and clothing you. I am caressing you and leading you with firmness toward the perfect realization of my motherly plan. When I see my image reproduced in you, I will be able to give each of you my spirit and fill you with the fullness of my love. I will clothe you in my immaculate garment and embellish you with all my virtues. Then all that is mine will also be yours, and I will, at last, be able to live again in you. It will be I myself, living in these littlest children of mine, who will bring to completion the work which the Most Holy Trinity has entrusted to me, that its greatest glory may shine forth over the world. And you will be witnesses of all that the immaculate heart of a mother who is nothing other than merciful can do in these years to lead all her poor wandering children to salvation. Number 153. My hour has come. Florida, USA, May 13, 1978. Anniversary of the first apparition at Fatima. See my marvels everywhere in the world, my beloved children, are responding with ever-increasing generosity. And I am bringing them together in my cohort, which is now drawn up for battle. In this great nation, too, you are daily meeting with priests in cenacles of prayer and brotherly sharing. You have accepted my invitation and are gathering together. My duty is to bring you together, to form you, and to prepare you. The hour of the great battle has come. At my orders, you must give evidence by word and example of your fidelity to Jesus, to the gospel, and to the church. Soon all will see the church flourishing again and being renewed under the action of your Heavenly Mother. You must continue in docility, humility, and confidence. My hour is come. I will give my spirit to all my little children so that I myself through you may again today live and work. Thus all the world will see the loving plan which the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother is carrying out for the coming of the reign of my Son Jesus. Number 154. The whole church is my refuge. Nagasaki, Japan, June 3rd, 1978. Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, First Saturday. I have brought you here today to this great nation of a new continent to celebrate the Feast of my Immaculate Heart. You are in the city that was bathed with the blood of the first Japanese martyrs, and you find yourselves in the very place where a terrible weapon, in one single instant, killed thousands and thousands of my poor children. Near you is the church over which the atomic bomb exploded. My little child, this place and this day are for you a sign, and through you, I want to pass it on today from this place to all my beloved children. What happened in this place could soon happen in every part of the world if my children do not accept my invitation to return to God. Look at my immaculate heart. It trembles and is anguished at the fate that now awaits you if you do not accede to the urgent request of your mother. Return, my children, never before so threatened and in such great need. Return to your God who awaits you with the mercy and the love of a father. Observe his law. Do not let yourselves be seduced by sin. Do not offend my son Jesus any more. He has already been too much offended. The time now left you is short. My hour has come, and I myself am intervening to save you. Enter into my immaculate heart. It is the refuge which the mother gives you. In it you will find all that I have prepared for you in order to pass through the terrible hours of purification through which you are now living. The whole church must now enter into my refuge with the Pope, the bishops, the priests, and all the faithful. It is for this reason that I am leading you to all parts of the world. The time has come when the small remnant who will remain faithful and with whom Jesus will bring about the realization of his reign must enter in its entirety into my immaculate heart. Whoever does not enter into this refuge will be carried away by the great tempest which has already begun to rage. Comfort my immaculate heart. Never as in these present times has my heart been so utterly pierced by a crown of thorns. These are the sins, the ingratitude, the sacrileges, the desertions, and the betrayals, especially on the part of my beloved sons and of consecrated souls. Often I cannot enter some of their houses because they close the door on me and they do not want me. For being gardens of God, some of them have become swamps in which Satan covers and corrupts everything with filth. Beloved sons, console me in my great sorrow. Thus you will draw out the thorns, pour balm on my wounds, and form about my sorrowful heart a most beautiful crown of love. Through you, your heavenly mother again today wants to save all her lost children. And so, what you are experiencing here is a sign which I am giving you. From it, you will be able to understand how, through the death and sacrifice of a few, your mother is preparing a new life for all. Number 155. This Immense Nation, Hong Kong, June 12, 1978. Look at this immense nation from which the very idea of God has been officially expunged. Hundreds of millions of my poor children have thus been educated from childhood to do without God, and often they are good and generous children, though deprived of the true light which alone can give joy and hope to their lives. Think of all the great suffering that covers this immense land. I assure you that what I already foretold you at Fatima has truly come to pass. Russia has spread its errors throughout the whole world. The Lord has made use of godless nations to chastise the Christian peoples who have left the path marked out by my son Jesus. Now that you are living through those events of which I have foretold you, what must you do, my poor children, to run for shelter? First of all, have recourse to prayer. Pray more. Pray with greater confidence. Pray with humility and absolute self-abandonment. Especially recite the Holy Rosary every day. By your prayer, you prevent error from becoming even more widespread. You hold in check the action of the evil one. You move to the counter-attack, and you limit more and more his capacity to act. And in the end, through your prayer, you are able to gain the victory. It will be God alone who will conquer through you. Offer up the holocaust of your suffering. The hours through which you are living are truly difficult and painful. That which is awaiting you is suffering such as the world has never known. Yet through this holocaust, you are able to save those who are seeking your ruin and who are able to do good to those who are for you a scourge. Thus, even these great nations, which have openly rebelled against God and have become a veritable scourge for all humanity, can, in the end, be saved. Number 156. Your public mission. Rome, Italy, July 13, 1978, anniversary of the third apparition at Fatima. My beloved sons, you are gathered here with me in a cenacle of prayer and love. I have called you from many parts of the world, and you have come. Now you are making your spiritual exercises, that during these days I may form you and prepare you for what awaits you. All that I have for some time now foretold you is about to come to pass. Therefore, the plan that I have for each of you must be carried out as quickly as possible. You have consecrated yourselves to the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother, So you have a part to play in my own plan, which is that of defeating Satan, the first artisan of sin, and of every evil that has spread throughout the world. Walk with me, and thus you yourselves will be in the world the immaculate light, which will conquer the darkness of evil and sin. That is why I have summoned you all to enter into the intimacy of my heart in order to work this veritable transformation in you. You are also here in the city where the Vicar of Jesus, the first of my beloved sons, the Pope, lives, suffers, and is offering himself in sacrifice. I wanted you near him to help him now in the final and most painful stage of his journey. In you and through you, I myself am present beneath the cross on which the Holy Father is living out the hours of his agony. It is for this reason that the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother in the cenacle has always directed you through prayer and love towards his white-clad person. You have ever before you my Son Jesus, who looks upon you with special favor. It is Jesus who is present under the white appearance of the Eucharistic bread. Yours is a true Eucharistic cenacle. Your prayer, your love, and your life are directed to Jesus in the Eucharist. You are being called more and more to become the apostles and the new martyrs of Jesus present in the Eucharist. And so you must increase your reparation, your adoration, and your life of piety. The Eucharistic Heart of Jesus will work great things in each of you. Be docile. That is what pleases me more and costs you more. Be docile. This is what you often do not succeed in being, and your Heavenly Mother is saddened when so much goodwill is met in practice with so little docility. I have chosen you for a plan which you will fully understand later on. Just as for the apostles of the cenacle preceded the fullness of their mission, even to martyrdom, so also it will be for you. The time of your public mission has now arrived. Gather my beloved sons together. Advance together with me in the life I have traced out for you. This is the hour of your witness. To the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother, go now into all parts of the world to carry out the mission which my Son Jesus has entrusted to each one of you. Number 157, A Sign for All, Czestochowa, Poland, July 28, 1978. I have brought you to this country which has been consecrated many times to my Immaculate Heart, and of which I have been officially proclaimed Queen. From my shrine I am watching over it. I am protecting it, consoling it, strengthening it, and defending it. It has become my property because it has been entrusted to me through the consecration of each one of my Immaculate Heart. Its sons are conscious of this because they renew it often and live it. See how the church here is alive and flourishing, although it has been persecuted for many years and in many ways. The seminaries have not enough space for all the young men who wish to become priests. The churches are filled with faithful. The priests wear the ecclesiastical garb. All prayer is centered about Jesus in the Eucharist, which is venerated, loved, and exposed for public adoration. What is happening in this country is a sign for the whole church. If the request I made at Fatima for all to consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart had been accepted, what has taken place here would also have taken place everywhere in the world. I would have obtained peace for the world and for the church and its greatest sanctification. On the contrary, the world is plunged into the desert of hatred and violence, and the church is living through a period of great desolation. But, my beloved sons, this is my hour. Through you, my priests, I now call all to consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart. In this way, you give your Heavenly Mother the opportunity of intervening to bring the church to its greatest splendor and to prepare the world for the coming of the reign of my Son Jesus. Number 158, In the Heart of the Church, August 5th, 1978, Feast of Our Lady of the Snows, first Saturday. My beloved sons, look with my eyes, and you will see how the church is being renewed interiorly under the powerful action of the Spirit of God. This does not yet appear externally because of the great coldness which covers her and the great darkness which pervades her. She is now living through the most painful moments of her purification. Assisted and comforted by her mother, the church is now climbing the arduous road to Calvary, where she must again be crucified and immolated for the good of many of my children. But enter with me into the heart of the church. Here the triumph of my heart has already taken place. It has taken place in the person and the life of the Holy Father, who is being led by me to the summit of sanctity through his daily immolation, which will bring him to a veritable martyrdom. It has taken place in the lives of my beloved sons who are consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. Their number increases from day to day. See, the light increases within them, as does love, faithfulness, holiness, and heroic witnessing to the gospel. Even in their littleness, my light shines forth in them, led and formed by me. They will be the new apostles for the renewal of the whole church. They are in the heart of the church and of your heavenly mother. This triumph has taken place in the lives of many consecrated souls, who, drawn by my gentle and powerful action, have again come to live their religious vocation with generosity, following and imitating Jesus, chaste, poor, and obedient, even to the death on the cross. He has taken place in the souls and lives of many of the faithful who have responded with exemplary enthusiasm to the invitation of your mother and have now become good examples to all. In all these children of mine, the triumph of my Immaculate Heart has already taken place, and they thus form, as it were, the heart of the renewed church. Through them my action has begun, and but a short time remains before my complete victory, because when this vitality has been sent out by the heart into all parts of the organism, then the whole church will flourish anew. Under the powerful action of the Spirit of God, its soil will open up to put forth its greatest growth, and there will be in the church a greater splendor than has ever existed. She herself will become a light to all the nations of the earth, who will turn to her to the glory of God. Number 159, The Death of the Pope, August 9, 1978. Tomorrow, my very dear son, you will end this brief period of repose. I wanted you here again with your spiritual director and these children so weak and limited, humanly speaking, but whom my heart loves in a special way. It is only littleness and weakness that draw upon you my motherly predilection. You have lived with them in great simplicity. You have spent this time in prayer, in interior recollection, and in union with me. With me you have also spent these moments of sorrow, which the church is going through because of the death of its supreme pastor, the vicar of my son Jesus, Pope Paul VI. He was in truth a great gift made by the heart of Jesus to the church. His mission has been accomplished. As on this earth you have been very close to him through prayer and through your love, so now from paradise he will be close to you to help you carry out your mission through the powerful assistance of his intercession. Number 160, Your New Birth, September 8, 1978. Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Share, beloved children, in the joy of all the church, which today venerates that mystery of love, which is the birth of your heavenly mother. With it the plan of your salvation begins to take form. Life is given to me that it might be given by me to him who is life, to the word of the Father, who assumes human nature in my virginal womb in order to be born of me in time. All heaven exults in this mystery. The angels and saints share in your joy, my children who are still pilgrims on this earth. Look to your heavenly mother. I am at your side at every moment. From my Immaculate Heart, rays of light and of grace are ever issuing forth and showering upon you in every part of the world. Thus I enlighten and beget you, nourish and form you, guide and sustain you. Each day you too share in the mystery of love, which is your new birth given you by your mother. Come to me, all of you, my beloved children, because you have need of me. The Church, too, is now living through her great trial, and what is awaiting her is something she has never known before. I am watching over her and arranging everything for her good. And now the heart of my Son Jesus has given her a new chief pastor in the person of Pope John Paul I. Love him, listen to him, defend him, follow him, because he will have to suffer for the Church. The days of her trial are all numbered, and in my Immaculate Heart, I am preparing for her as well the moment of her new birth in time. She will be more beautiful and radiant, holier and more godlike, after the great trial of purification. And so I am calling you all today to gather about the cradle of your infant mother. Learn from me to grow in littleness and trust, in humility and greater abandonment to the love of the Father. Number 161, The Hour of the Apostles of Light. October 13, 1978, anniversary of the last apparition at Fatima. I am your Immaculate Mother, who am at the side of each one of you, my beloved sons. My plan is about to be fulfilled because the triumph of my Immaculate Heart has now come to pass. You are being prepared by me to be the apostles of this time. You are therefore the apostles of light in this hour when darkness is enveloping all things. Live in the light. Walk in the light. Spread the light which comes from my Immaculate Heart. As your Heavenly Mother, I have been preparing you for years in silence and leading you by the hand. Thus, while my adversary was casting darkness over the Church and reaping victims from among many of her very pastors, I was preparing secretly in my heart the new Church, all of light. It is the same Church, but a renewed Church, in which the glory of the Most Holy Trinity will shine forth resplendently, and in which Jesus will be adored, honored, listened to, and followed by all. Thus the Church will shine gloriously with a great light such as never been known since the time of the Cenacle to this very day. Today you are commemorating my coming down to earth in the humble COVID area, and the miracle of the Son, which prostrate at my feet, so to speak, testified to you that this is my hour, the hour of your mother clothed in light. Today I am announcing to you that this is also your hour, the hour of your witness, the hour of your public life, the hour of the apostles of light. With vigor and courage, spread everywhere the light of truth, the light of grace, the light of holiness. It is the light of my Son Jesus who has shown you the way to reach the Father through perfect docility to the action of his Spirit of love. Soon nothing more will remain of the great darkness which has obscured the Church. After her great suffering, she will at last be ready for her rebirth, the new Church of Light. Number 162, The New Pope, John Paul II, October 17, 1978. Have more confidence and trust in your Heavenly Mother. Pray and live with her. Never again be fearful. I am leading and protecting you. I am at your side at each moment. What I ask of you is silence, prayer, and confidence. I ask little and humble things of you, because you must walk along the path of littleness and humiliations. Today you have prayed for the new Pope, whom my Immaculate Heart has obtained for Jesus for the good of his Church. He is a son especially loved by me because he was consecrated himself to my heart from the beginning of his priesthood. Unite yourself through love and prayer with all the priests of my movement, whom I myself am bringing to an ever greater love for the Pope and for the Church united with him. You must support him with prayer and with your love and with your fidelity. You must follow him, carrying out to perfection whatever he determines for the good of the Church. In this, be a good example to all. You must defend him at those times when my adversary lets loose his fury upon him, deceiving those of my poor children who oppose him. With the Holy Father whom Providence has given today to you, I bless you, my beloved sons, through the whole world, chosen by my Immaculate Heart for the hour of its great triumph. Number 163. Do not feel you are alone. November 2nd, 1978, All Souls Day. Do not feel you are all alone. In the battle to which I am calling you, many of your brother priests, whom I have already brought up here to paradise, are also taking part. This is the lot which awaits my beloved sons, my Immaculate Heart, about which they will, for all eternity, form its most beautiful crown of glory. Do not feel you are alone. There are also belong to my cohort, the saints of heaven and your brothers who are still being purified in purgatory, offering to me their prayers and sufferings. All those priests who, during their earthly life, responded to my invitation, listened to my voice, and consecrated themselves to my heart, are now in paradise as lights which shine resplendently about your Immaculate Mother. They are still very close to you. They are helping you to carry out my plan. They are supporting you by their invisible presence, defending you from evil and protecting you against the many perils in the midst of which you live. Do not feel you are alone. Along with these brother priests of yours, your Heavenly Mother's angels of light are also at your side. They are preparing you for your perfect offering, just as they prepared my heart to say yes to the will of the Lord. They encourage you at the moment of your priestly immolation. For you also, my little ones, the hour has come. And so heaven and earth are united today in this extraordinary communion of love, of prayer, and of action at the orders of your heavenly leader. The plan of my Immaculate Heart is now being carried out, because my son Jesus is on the point of achieving his greatest victory throughout the coming into this world of his glorious reign. Number 164. My Motherly Action. Fatima, Portugal, November 25th, 1978. Vigil of the Solemnity of Christ the King. Beloved children, let yourselves be led by me at each moment, and always second the desires of my Immaculate Heart. In silence and hiddenness, your Heavenly Mother is now carrying out her great loving plan. This is the hour of my battle. With you, I have now begun to attack my adversary precisely where he seems to have, for the moment, won a victory. Where Satan has demolished, I am building. Where Satan has wounded, I am healing. Where Satan has conquered, I am achieving the greatest triumph. In this, my motherly action becomes visible to all. I am mother, and my action comes from the depths of my Immaculate Heart to help all those children who are at present in great difficulties. Above all, my love wishes to manifest itself in an extraordinary manner to those who have strayed and who are in grave danger of being eternally lost. It is in this motherly action of mine that there shines forth all the love of God, who wishes to let pour out upon the world the torrents of his merciful love. The time has come when the desert of this world will be renewed by the merciful love of the Father, who in the Holy Spirit desires to draw all to the divine heart of the Son, so that his reign of truth and grace, of love, of justice, and peace may at last shine in the world. The Church in the world will thus be able to attend a splendor which they have never before known. And at this mercy might shine forth all the more, God has entrusted the preparation of this renewal to my motherly action. It is my desire that the time be shortened, because each day many souls are being eternally lost. How many souls are going to hell because people no longer pray, because sin increases and reparation for it is no longer made, because error is followed with such ease. I can shorten the time of great purification through you, the apostles of light of my immaculate heart. Number 165, Mother of the Church. December 8, 1978, Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception. My beloved children, I am your mother, all fair. Today the Most Holy Trinity causes its most pure light to be reflected in me, so that through me all paradise, with the choir of angels and saints, may sing to God his very greatest glory. And the whole church also looks to its Immaculate Mother with tremendous hope. I am the Mother of the Church. Today there shine forth from my Immaculate Heart luminous rays of love and grace, which I am pouring out upon my children, upon the Pope, the bishops, the priests, the religious, and all the faithful. Have great confidence in the special action of your Immaculate Mother. I gaze upon you with that tenderness with which a mother looks at her sick children, who are therefore so much more in need of her. Your real malady is sin. Each day it brings many of my poor children to eternal death. It is sin which obscures the face of my beloved daughter, the Church, whom I want to be resplendent, without wrinkle and all fair in imitation of her mother. Today sin is spreading like a mysterious illness, and with the force of a plague it has caused many of my poor children to fall into the deepest darkness. This is a time of suffering for the Church, because infidelity is spreading, and compromise with the spirit of the world has succeeded in misleading even some of those who carry great responsibilities. I am the Immaculate Mother of the Church. I myself have begun my work of maternal assistance through those who are answering my urgent appeal to fight sin, to pray, to suffer, to love, and to make reparation. Through them I am able to heal many of my sick children and to lead them back to the true love for Jesus, who was born of me for the salvation of all. Every day there are many who are answering me with a yes, especially among my beloved priests. I am the victorious Mother of the Church. Through the cohort of my priests, I have already begun my victorious action, which will cause my Immaculate Heart to shine resplendently over the entire world. This will be the triumph of mercy and of pardon. I am bringing together my good and docile children, that they may build up with me that which the evil one and his followers are tearing down. It is in this way that the renewal of the Church in the world has already begun. It is taking place in silence, because noise is not becoming to the action of your Heavenly Mother. It is taking place in hiddenness and humility. But with each day that passes, it will become more apparent and complete. The more my children respond to the gentle invitation of their Immaculate Mother, the shorter the time the battle will be, and the sooner the hour of the great victory will come. And so today I bless all those priests scattered throughout the world who have responded with a yes to my invitation and have thus begun to form part of my loving plan. Number 166, His Second Coming. December 24th, 1978, The Holy Night. My beloved children, I am gathering you here with me, close to the poor manger, waiting to place in it my newborn child. This is the holy night. You are spending it in prayer and recollection. You are spending it with me. In this night, darkness covers everything, and silence has now dimmed every sound. When suddenly a new light pours forth from heaven, and the festive voices of angels resound along the deserted roadways of the world. The desert of the world opens to receive its God who is born of me in his human life. His second coming, beloved children, will be like the first. As was his birth on this night, so also will be the return of Jesus in glory before his final coming for the last judgment, the hour of which, however, is still hidden in the secrets of the Father. The world will be completely covered in the darkness of the denial of God, of its obstinate rejection of him, and of rebellion against his law of love. The coldness of hatred will still cause the roadways of this world to be deserted. Almost no one will be ready to receive him. The great ones will not even remember him. The rich will close their doors on him, while his own will be too busy with seeking and affirming themselves. When the Son of Man comes, will he still find faith on the earth? He will come suddenly, and the world will not be ready for his coming. He will come for a judgment for which man will find himself unprepared. He will come to establish his kingdom in the world after having defeated and annihilated his enemies. Even in his second coming, the Son will come to you through his mother. As the word of the Father made use of my virginal womb to come to you, so also will Jesus make use of my immaculate heart to come and reign in your midst. This is the hour of my immaculate heart, because the coming of Jesus' glorious reign of love is now in preparation. Beloved children, just as I did, you too must prepare yourselves to receive him. This holy night is a sign and a grace for you. I am gathering you together close to my poor manger to fill the vast emptiness which humanity has made for him.